Dog of the Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Howard Long and Doug Stout. They're here to talk about echoes of the past, and only God only knows what Howard's also going to talk about, but we'll give him a chance to have
some fun. Oh, he's already started.
Oh, he has. And look, Doug's ready to leave already.
Put a dime in, get a quarter's worth.
He's not even said a word, and he's ready to get out of here.
No, just remember, this is how you wanted to start. All on you.
Doug just said, I'm coming in. Oh, by the way, I'm bringing Howard. I'm like, wow, he suckered me in there, didn't he? Well, mostly sunny today, right around 85 degrees. Beautiful for our Friday night football. Of course, we'll be over at Heath for Licking Valley and Heath, but other games throughout the area, go out and enjoy them. Beautiful tomorrow as well. Sunshine over the next few days. And having some fun with Howard Long and Doug Stout. Howard, obviously the executive director of Licking County Historical Society. And before we get into Echoes of the Past, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Passport book and that program that you guys are doing for America's 250th. It seems like it's going pretty strong.
Well, thank you for asking. It is. It's been absolutely an amazing experience so far. 2 days ago, we had our 59, 60, and 61 come in to find out they were teachers and principal at one of our churches in town, and they had a ball. And people are coming in and they're smiling and saying, "Oh my God, these are things I didn't even know we had in Licking County." We had a few boo-boos. I think we had about 6 errors in the book, but we've been handing it out. I think one of the addresses for the International Orders of Oddfell, I think I put you in either in a cornfield or a soy field or something like that, not intentional. But we did say this was going to be a challenge.
That was and, your summer picnic spot.
And I had one person call me about 7 times in a given day. And I pulled up Google Map, and I said, okay, take a right here and take a left here. But we got you there. And the feedback has been tremendous. And they're asking us, so what are you going to do next year? And I'm going, I said, this is good until December 1st of next year, and then we'll talk about it. And even Tim Bubb emailed me earlier this week, and I said, I have another great spot for you for your next book. And it's like, oh my gosh, let's just get through this one first.
Yeah.
So there's already been 61 people that have completed all of them?
Yes, and we have.
That's amazing.
We have over 500 books sold out there at this point in time, and we're having more and more of the online version people coming in too. So it's just, I mean, for Elizabeth and I at the office, we're meeting some really neat people. Going through their answers, and we joke with them and said, okay, sit down now. It's time for you to get graded.
I hope you didn't do that to the teachers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Elizabeth did that one, and Elizabeth went to the school, so I don't know if Elizabeth was going to have fun with them or not, but it's just been, we're really super excited about it. The books are still available. You know, please come down to the Historical Society Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and pick up your book. You also have the online version. If you go to the bottom of the Licking County Historical Society's website, you'll see the America 250 logo. You click on that. You can download the Clio platform that we have, and you can also download the Google answer sheet. I would suggest if you do that you print that out and you bring it with you when you do the answers. But people are having fun, and it's kind of been like the holdout has been the Masons Lodge downtown on 4th. They really want people to come in and see, I'm just calling it the inner sanctum. You're going to go through the front door. You're going to go into, I believe, is one of the oldest elevators in Licking County. It's still certified. It gets approved every year. They take you up to the 4th floor. They take you into the inner sanctum, and you see this beautiful painting of George Washington that was done back in the 1800s. And the challenge question is who's the artist? And the Masons tell you. But they give you a tour, too, and tell you a little bit about the Masons Lodge. So a good experience. But that means that it's only the 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month from 9 to 12. So it's kind of brought a flow, a rush, like, well, next week we'll have a rush of the next people coming through. So it's given us a little bit of break versus being bombarded. But it's working out really well, and thank you for asking that.
Good, good. Doug, earlier this week, a wonderful event at the Midland Theater to honor those who perished in the B-25 crash here in Newark in 1942. Great crowd, and boy, all I heard were fantastic things about that and the documentary. You had to be pleased with how that went.
Oh, I was. I mean, for a Monday morning, I mean, to get, I think there were like 114 people there. A couple of the families did come in.
Counting?
Huh?
Were you counting?
No, somebody else counted.
Just checking.
Because I always count by twos.
Okay, I'm just checking.
So this count's probably accurate. But to have these families come in, you know, of the victims come in and be able to see that finally after, you know, 83 years, you know, they're going to be remembered. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a lasting memorial up there on Hudson Avenue.
Yeah,
for
it was
them.
Funny because I was talking to Jim Weston, the grandson of Jane Weston, and he started to reminisce about, I mean, he was here the week before mm-hmm. she right. died in that. I mean, it was, you could tell he was moved by it. And he, when he saw the marker, you could really, then I think it really hit him. It was really wonderful to see what you folks did.
Yeah, Matt and, I mean, uh-huh. Matt coming up and getting that marker. I mean, that's just, you know, finally to close, I don't want to say close the book. Because we always want to remember, but to at least know that they are going to be remembered. You know, it's that the Newark will finally have it. People can stop, learn the true history of it, and remember them.
When will that marker be officially placed? Do you know?
I wish I knew. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very soon. They've got the posts up.
Yep.
So I think they just have to get out there and get it done. I'm hoping next week they'll have them mounted up.
That thing looked heavy.
Oh, I think it was
900 pounds?
Yeah.
How many?
900 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, it looked
or something crazy.
Serious.
Yeah, that one is. Yeah.
So you're not going to put it in there yourself, then?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, I'll be the one lifting it up.
But you know what's good about it is that, you know, even if you looked at some of the comments, people are saying, I had no idea that anything like this even happened. So to be able to, you know, bring back something that happened 80 years ago and the commitment of Doug and Bob Meldahl and Matt Dole, the concerted effort that they've done for what, better part of 2 years, if not more, on this project.
About 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I was going to say, I know when Bob reached out to me, it had been a couple of years. Real quick, Doug, when you're watching your documentary, I mean, do you sit down and watch that often and think, man, oh man, even I can't believe this? And when you see something like that, especially for the person who put it together?
No, I don't watch it.
No.
I mean, I get cringy because I'm editing it in my head. I'm thinking, oh, I should have done this. That should have been a longer pause, you know. The music's a little loud there. So I'm consciously going through and going, critiquing it, and it's like, no, I don't want to do this. So no, I usually don't watch them
really?
Ever again. Yeah.
Well, but they're available at the library.
They are. Yeah. I have a few left available at the library.
Yeah, because somebody
$10.
Called me and said, hey, can I get that documentary?
Yeah, we've got about 7 of them left.
Okay.
Eventually, I am going to put it up on the library's YouTube channel, mm-hmm. but I want to add on to it some of this event.
What happened?
You know, so that, you know, it does have that conclusion, that ending of mm-hmm. it. So,
you put a placement of the plaque too. That would be a nice
right.
finish. You know, when that thing gets
right.
set,
photos,
crack your sweat from placing
right.
it there.
Yeah, yeah, but it's gonna be hard for me to hold the camera as I'm lifting it up there.
Be one heck of a selfie. Call us when you do that. We may have you do that on the air.
Yeah. Bring your mobile unit.
No doubt. Okay, coming up, you got whoever wants to start Echoes of the Past, Licking County's transportation legacy, and I was asking you, Howard. I'm like, all right, how do you come up with something like that for Echoes of the Past? And you tied it in pretty good with something that happened earlier this year.
Well, and, you know, when the committee met, we had just come off celebrating the 200th anniversary of the canal on Saturday, June 28th. And I just thought it would be neat to continue the legacy of transportation in Licking County and the importance of it. And the canal was, I mean, that was the defining change in downtown Newark and in Licking County, to be able to have commerce go in and out. And we said, well, let's do transportation. So why don't we honor, you know, the first airplane, Warren Wyatt. He was instrumental in having the airfield on Mount Vernon Road and instrumental in the airport that we have today, but what's going to be neat about that is that his grandson, Chip Wyant, will have the honor of talking about his grandfather.
So how does this work for folks who've never come to any of these, because they've been held in the past? What, how does this work if they're saying, boy, this sounds interesting to me? What will they see? What will they be immersed in?
So at 6 p.m., we kick off
and
tonight.
And that's tonight, yep.
Tonight, yes, at Cedar Hill Cemetery. So you'll come in the entrance. You'll have a sign welcoming you. We'll have two people down there. It's a free event. But we will have people down there in colored vests with green buckets asking for donations. So we love donations because that then goes back to helping us preserve history in Licking County. You'll drive up. You have to bring a chair. We are in one location. In years past, it's been a walking. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the audience, this is the type of audience that you really want to stay in one place. The grounds are uneven. There's holes. We just don't want anybody to get hurt. So for the last, this will be the third year in a row that we have stayed in one location. You bring a chair, you sit down. We have fresh popcorn. We have lemonade. We'll have our historical society's table set up with all of our future events. We'll also have the passport available that tonight. So if you want to pick up the passport, it will be there, both the electronic version and then the book. We have tonight seven people presenting, and we have the mayor that will kick us off and welcome everyone. And then we'll go down. We have the seven speakers, and we're going to talk about the five-person bicycle, the first airplane. We'll have a canal story. We'll have the first car. We'll talk about the Jewett Car Company. We'll talk about the B&O Railroad. And we have a canal worker. And what's amazing in the partnership with the library and Cedar Hill Cemetery, Doug did all the research on the people that we're talking about, and he has an amazing skill of putting together the important information. We then have to find presenters. So tonight, Joe Tebben, Chip Wyant, Dreema Hughes, Stephen Hughes, Doug Stout, Michael Hauser, and Tim Gardner will be our presenters. But Doug puts the information together. We present this. We give this information to our speakers, and then they formulate the story that they want to tell and portray. And I always joke that there's always it's okay to put a little embellishment in, but have fun with it. We want to make these stories come alive, and that's what this is about. We are honoring the people that are buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery and the legacies that they've had on this town and this county, and even in our state, the impact that they've had.
So how do you pick the people you want to talk about? I mean, because, I mean, you could have, I mean, is it just their big significance in the state, or is it, I mean, how did you kind of parse the folks?
Well, the major criteria for doing it at Cedar Hill is to make sure that these people are interned at Cedar Hill. So we're talking about people that are in the cemetery. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the toughest part, because at first we wanted to do all people that worked, had something to do with the canal, mm-hmm. but you know, the cemetery is 1850, you know, on, and you know, it was too hard mm-hmm. to find that down. So then it was like, okay, when we decided transportation, who do we have in Cedar Hill that had something different about transportation? You know, whether they were the first, like Warren Wyant, or you know, the five guys that, you know, rode the bicycle to the Pan Am Exposition in Buffalo. You know, I think three or four of them are there. So it's just trying to narrow that down, you know, who's here and what connection do they have? And sometimes that's the tough part.
And then making sure we have enough content to speak about them.
And some we have more and some we have less. You know, we don't want to find somebody and not present on them, just because we don't have a whole bunch, because what they did was significant. You know, mm-hmm. the canal, the guy that worked on the canal, it was significant. What Cedar Hill's got so much history in it. I mean, it's just amazing how much history is in that. You know, like the people don't know about the airplane crash, but there are just so many amazing people buried in Cedar Hill. Mm-hmm. Common people, they don't have to be rich or anything else, that did amazing things in this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about it, any county our size, I would almost challenge them to find as much interesting history as Licking County has.
Wow. It's pretty strong.
And it's important for us to honor them and to honor their legacies.
No doubt.
And that's what's going to happen tonight at 6 p.m.
Take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Howard Long, Executive Director of the Licking County Historical Society, and Doug Stout, History Coordinator at the Licking County Library, talking about Echoes of the Past taking place this evening at Cedar Hill Cemetery. Be a beautiful night to get out there and do that if you don't want to go to a high school football game. Going to be clear skies this evening. Temperature will be perfect. It's going to be a great weekend. Sunny skies Saturday and Sunday as well as today. Real quick, Howard, I was asking you about in the break about going out to Echoes of the Past. If folks could walk around and find these historical figures. And you said, yeah, you can go out there and you'll find the markers.
Yes, thanks for asking that. So when you pick up your program, you'll also pick up a map of Cedar Hill Cemetery, and they'll be marked 1 through 7, and we will have our Licking County Historical Society lawn markers next to the gravesites of the 7 that we're honoring tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be up all weekend, so if you're unable to do it tonight and if you want to come in over the weekend, hold on to the map and drive and find the locations.
This is just the start of a busy few months for you. I mean, you got a lot going on.
Don't we all?
You got a lot going on. I mean, you're like, hey, can I mention this? Can I mention this? I'm like, well, you mention whatever you want, but my God, I didn't know it was going to be, you know, that much. But you do. There's a lot going on at the Historical Society.
You asked. So
I should know better from having a wife.
If
don't
I can
ever
mention,
ask.
Do I have permission to mention a few?
You have
permission. Are we sure? And you know, I'm not going to get in trouble. I hear you guys have a dungeon in this building.
This building is a dungeon.
All right. You know anything about this building, the history of this, Mr. Stout over there?
I weeded out by the towers once in the 70s.
Did you really?
Yeah. Then a Stanton friend of mine and I did, yeah. Weeded we were out. Hired to weed out when Kerry Justice owned the station.
Really?
Yeah. And a storm came up and lightning hit the tower and my friend's hair stood up on end.
Oh.
The guy that owns that's going to love to hear that. So I'm sure. I'm surprised he didn't run down here yet. Hey, I know him. I remember that. Look, Howard's getting mad at us because he can't.
Well, no, I'm just thinking you weeded out. You could probably take that in a bunch of different directions. I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
Hey. Apparently a child of the 60s.
Hey. You got a tie-dyed shirt and cookies somewhere for us?
We
you
know, were
brownies,
pulling
please.
Weeds out of the gravel.
Okay.
Around the towers.
I got it. So
in the daylight hours, my people were in this building working.
So I can say in sixth grade, I wore
he's
a tie-dye t-shirt and a peace sign. And I came home and my father saw me. And I thought I was going to have to be scraped off the wall.
Oh.
It wasn't something my father wanted me to wear. And you brought the memory back, so I appreciate that.
Well, then I got even with him, so I feel good. Because now he's going to talk.
Got lots of stories. Okay.
Go ahead, hit.
All right, gentlemen, let's focus here. All right.
On this show?
So this Tuesday, on the 16th, we have Aaron Kearns. He will be coming in. This will be at 7 p.m. at the Buckingham House. He is going to be talking about the Shenandoah. That was the airship that crashed in Ohio. And he has written an amazing book about it, but this year is the 100th anniversary of that. And then we move into October. On October 25th, we have Halloween in the Park, and that's in collaboration with Heise Glass Museum. That's going to be Saturday. From 1 to 3 p.m. Then we move on to November 7th, where we have Doug Stout as our guest speaker. It's going to be in the evening. and you'll be able to make, create your own potato. But Doug's going to talk about our early American Revolutionary War.
You going to tell him what you're really calling it?
No, the potato event? Is that what you want me to say? I'm sorry. So Doug's going to be speaking at the potato event on Saturday, October.
I don't
I'm sorry, November 7th. I'm all over the place. Look, nah. Thanks. You got me off track.
Tie-dyed shirts and weeds.
Got me smoking weeds.
We will in October on the 21st have Sandy Gardner coming in and talking about the haunted tales of Newark. And then on November 18th, Aaron Kearns is going to come back, and he's going to present his book at 7 p.m. at Buckingham House. That's part of our Cats and Jammies series at 7 p.m. at the Buckingham House. And then we're going to kind of wrap up the year on Saturday, November 29th, and that is our Christmas in the Park. And that, again, is another collaboration with Heisey Glass Museum. And so we have a few events coming up. I did want to mention, too, you know, Cedar Hill Cemetery and their commitment of being a partner in this program. And Chance, Pasnick, and Rusty do an amazing job of caring for that cemetery and very supportive of us. And just anything we need, they're willing to help. They're a great partner along with the library.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, it's funny because, you know, Howard was mentioning Aaron Kearns. Do you, when... When you go to an event like that, I mean, I'm assuming you go to a lot of these events and you sit back. Do you enjoy or do you pick apart, like you said you did with your documentary? Because I just can't see you just sitting there going, yeah, this is great. I'm sure in the back of your mind, well, that might not be. Well, no, that's not. What is he talking about? Do you give yourself a chance to enjoy that? No.
Dead air.
He passed. That's a yes.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, for most part, because I don't know everything, and I know I don't know everything, and so I enjoy going to these things and learning what they've uncovered and stuff. So, you know, I'm my own worst critic. I'm not everybody else's worst critic.
Mm-hmm.
So no, especially for Aaron Kearns, I mean, anything he's presenting, it's amazing. So no, I will just go and sit back and enjoy hearing about what he's discovered about the U.S. Shenandoah, because Aaron's book was really the first, was my go-to when we started the Veterans Project. His book on the veterans that he put together, because he had some lists of those that died and the memorials and stuff. So I really used his book when we first started to get some traction on that veterans program. So he's an amazing researcher.
Yeah, is there? What part of history do you enjoy the most? I mean, is it Civil War? Is it Revolutionary? I mean, what when you just want to learn and read, where does Doug Stout go?
I can answer that.
Civil War. I don't know what you were going to say.
I was going to say, if Doug Stout could live in Gettysburg, he would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If I could go there and be a tour guide, I would love that.
But, yeah. So Civil War, is that's your...
Yeah, I never grew up not knowing about Civil War. I mean, my parents were big history people, and I mean, all the bookcases were Grant, Lee, Sherman, you know, Gettysburg. It was all Civil War. I mean, there was some World War II there, and so I have an interest in World War II. But whenever I start researching almost anything anymore, it's just like, I just want to know everything about it. My biggest thing as far as locally right now is I want to know everything about Newark from 1802, its founding, like 1899, the downtown area, and it's just fascinating to me what's still there, what happened here. Mm-hmm. I mean, and our downtown is so beautiful that now's the time. I mean, we need to really jump on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and with the resurgence too. I mean, that's, you know, that seems to be where the generation today is. It's like we want to, you know, reuse and all that stuff, but you want to know the history of something that you're doing again. I mean, the arcade opens up. Well, what's the history of the arcade and all those restaurants, great restaurants? What has this been in the past?
Right.
That means something to people again.
Well, yeah, and to be able to walk it through that and say, you know, under the Sullivan Building, before it was a Sullivan Building, that used to be a drugstore. It was Jones Drugstore, and they had a pet alligator, and the pet alligator died, and they ended up burying him in the basement. We have newspaper articles from where, you know, and it's like, well, his name was John. Is John the alligator still buried in the basement floor underneath the Sullivan building? You know, those are the little things that keep me up at night. Where is John? You know, and if somebody finds an alligator bones under there in 200 years, they'd be going, what?
Yeah.
You know, is this a dinosaur? What is this?
Did they when they remodeled? Do you know?
I don't know. I did ask, and I don't know. They didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody found that. I don't know if they dug down far enough or if John, because they poured lime all over him. I mean, there was a whole newspaper article on this alligator's funeral, you know, and they poured lime on him. So I don't know what that, if that would totally eat away the bones or not.
Yeah.
But so if there's a alligator ghost downtown Newark,
you know where.
Just call him John and maybe he'll back off of you. I don't know. I mean, so that's the kind of thing that's like, I just love finding stuff like that.
Howard got oddly quiet during the John the alligator story.
Yeah, well, he's thinking about it. He's like, he wouldn't run. Could you imagine just
whenever I talk, his eyes glass over and he's done.
I'm thinking maybe he saw John once when he was wearing that tie-dyed shirt when he was a kid.
He's got enough problems in the Buckingham house, in the Sherwood house with ghosts. He doesn't have to worry about John.
We have our own stories.
Yeah, we should do that one day, have you guys back in and talk about ghost stories. But tonight, Echoes of the Past, what time and where do they, when you go in the cemetery, everything will be kind of directed to where you need to go?
Yes, we'll have people directing people where to park, because we are going to just be in one location.
Yep.
But 6 p.m. tonight, Cedar Hill Cemetery. Please come out and enjoy an evening of learning about some of Newark's and Licking County's past.
Beautiful. I appreciate it. Doug, as always, thank you for what you do. Howard, sometimes I want to thank you. Sometimes I'm like, why did we have him in here? What were we thinking about today?
I just like you guys so much. I just keep coming back for more punishment.
There you go. Hey, and again, if folks want the passport,
yes,
website.
We'll have them available tonight, but also on the Licking County Historical Society's website.
And Doug, if folks want to buy your documentary?
They come to the downtown library. About 7 of them left.
Very good. Again, Doug Stout and Howard Long, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about Echoes of the Past this evening. It'll be taking place over at Cedar Hill Cemetery at 6 o'clock.